Well, we've got a lot of cool stuff that's made right here in the Northland, and a lot of the outfits that make the cool stuff are also interested in preserving our quality of life here in the Northland, too. Granite Gear is launching a line of USA-made backpacks made right here in Two Harbors. And when you go to their website and you start snooping around a little bit, you find almost as much about a program called Groundskeepers as you do about the backpacks themselves. Shelley Smith of Granite Gear joins us this morning as our guest. Hey, Shelley, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you on the line with us this morning. So tell us a little bit about this Groundskeepers program. This is really fascinating.
Yeah, so the program is actually inspired by a group called Packing It Out. And we were at Appalachian Trail Days in Damascus, Virginia in 2015. And these two gentlemen walk up to the booth and they start chatting with us about what they've been doing on the trail. And they were packing out trash and they were actually wearing our backpacks too. So they were big supporters of Granite Gear and we in turn became big supporters of theirs. So in the end, after their through hike on the Appalachian Trail, they packed out 1,092 pounds of trash on that trail. And then the next year, they went on to go to the Pacific Crest Trail, and they packed out about 750 pounds off that trail. So from there, we were very inspired, and we thought, well, maybe more people are interested in packing out trash and cleaning up our trails as they hike. So we put a call out to all of our customers and followers and said, if you are committed to doing a long trail in 2017, then we would love to support you with some gear to get that done. So we had about 200 applicants, and and we went from there. It was the inaugural year, so we only chose 15, but we would like to grow that program as we go and maybe expand beyond trails and maybe to rivers.
Well, these folks haven't come back yet. So the summer's not over. The hiking season isn't over yet. So you don't know how much trash they're going to pack out until, do they have to come in with their trash? Or how do they prove that they packed out trash over the summer?
So it's a very on your honor system. We have developed relationships with these folks, and the guys from Packing It Out have reached out to them as well and talked to them about it. We've met a couple of them at festivals and trail days and stuff. So it's an on-your-honor system. We trust that they are, when they check in with us every week or 2 weeks, they're telling us really how much, the honest-to-goodness truth of how much trash they've packed out. And they take pictures, and they often, we set them up with a little scale. So they'll take pictures of the scale and show us, you know, how much the trash weighs.
And so the cool thing is that they're doing this kind of as they go. They're hiking longer trails or they're hiking areas, but they do this as they go. So it's not like necessarily they are carrying. You didn't give them a backpack that would enable them to carry 750 pounds of trash all at once.
No, oh my goodness. No, they're but the backpack is able to, you know, carry trash on top of it. Like the Packing It Out crew would carry all sorts of findings. I think once they found a TV in the desert and they strapped that to the top of the backpack, and the suspension of the pack can withstand that kind of weight, but not for a long time. You know, that's obviously not very comfortable. It's not something we recommend, but
no.
To get from point A to the next drop off. So if they, if they're hopping off the trail, they'll often meet people or they'll be at a campground and they can throw out the trash there.
So there was somebody who hiked a trail with her partner and her father-in-law, and they packed out mm-hmm. about 100 pounds of trash. And you've got folks down in Florida that are packing out trash. No alligators were harmed in the making of this thing, or no people were harmed by alligators in the
yes.
process of this?
No, so that was Gretchen. Her trail name is Dirty Bull, and she hiked. She has completed the Florida Trail, the Florida National Scenic Trail already. It took her about, gosh, I think it was 30 days to do that. Maybe it was longer than that. Sorry, being misquoted there, but I know she packed out for sure 30 pounds of trash on that trail, and she's hiking this summer too. So after they do, if they're doing a shorter long trail, then they will continue to hike as the summer goes on, section hike, and then continue to pack out trash. It's kind of in your blood to, you know, to clean up the trails as you go once you start.
Oh, I can only imagine. And I can imagine that there are a lot of folks listening who say, I want to be a groundskeeper. This is something that I definitely want to do. If folks are interested in being considered as applicants for next year's program, what's the best thing for them to do?
I would say find us on Instagram is probably the best way. It's just the groundskeepers is our handle on Instagram. And then follow along and see, you know, we tell stories in there and see if that really does interest you. And it's a lot of work, certainly. But then message us and say, hey, this is something I'm interested in. And then we can connect there. And then if you don't have Instagram, certainly you can email us too. My email is shelly@graniteyear.com, S-H-E-L-L-Y.
All of a sudden, I had to I thought of this because you do also mention somebody, Lloyd Fisher, who is cleaning up a lot of cans and bottles and stuff along our very own Superior hiking trail, and he was with his dog. Now, a bigger dog can carry a backpack. Have you designed backpacks for dogs to help them pack out trash?
So we were in the dog market, the dog product market, a few years back, but we are no longer creating those types of bags anymore. But that is something to consider for the future as we go along with this, because a lot of hikers do bring their dogs on the trail.
And little
Tulip, I think she carried her own food and everything, but she didn't pack out trash.
Well, I have a Chihuahua, and he could carry an empty pop can on either side of his little self. If he had a little kind of a backpack or even a Velcro system, he could carry out two empty pop cans, I'm pretty sure.
Shelley, you'd be doing a great deed.
Shelley, thank you so much for joining us this morning. What fun to talk with you, and what a wonderful program. Granite Gear's Groundskeepers Program. We'll get a link set up on our website so folks can find more information and contact information, maybe if you're interested in being considered as a member of the program for next year.